I got to get with it, the old feller said. I'm fed up with reindeer and they draft the old sled. We'll have to build a container-type ship, then load up with prezzies and really let rip. They called their new ship the Big Christmas Box, then loaded with toys, plus ties, scarves, and socks. Though hemmed in by ice, they made their escape, and after a struggle, they rounded North Cape. They were headed for Weymouth, that once was called Malcolm, where Santa was sure that they would be welcome. They sailed through the straits, and later passed Wight, then headed for port through the blackest of night, that were rammed by a trawler out in the bay. A red Russian spy ship, that's what I dare say. They were struck on port side with such a bad bump that a green woolly camel lost half of his hump. Send out the mayday, the skipper he cried, for the whole of the cargo had started to slide. All the containers then burst with a roar and the sea was all covered with pleasants galore. The toys were all floating out there in the bay, except some tin soldiers who were ordered to stay. In Weymouth, the lifeboatmen ran to their craft, let go the moorings both fore and aft. Now they'd been to a party, a bit of a do, and washed the grub down with a large tot or two. So they steered most erratic away through the piers, where a bevy of drunks gave them three hearty cheers. They had searched for the wreck all over the bay, when one of the lookouts shouted out, "Hey! What's that out in the port? See it out there? Well, blow me down to the big teddy bear." The coxswain said sharpish, and they all did a grin, "That's how you get from drinking neat gin." Soon there were presents all round the boat, just like the leaves on a pond all afloat. There were those that said, "Mama!" and others with nappies, stockings for mammies and sweaters for pappies. There was Ludo and Lego and some snakes and ladders, video games and electronic adders. The old lifeboat's crew, they had quite a ball as they salvaged the presents. Well, pretty near all. For of the toy soldiers, they only saved some, including a boy with his small kettle drum. They saved gallons of brew and jars of old spice. You have a whiff now. Don't they smell nice? From the life raft, they saved, all dripping wet, old Santa Claus, who's in a right sweat. His red coat bedraggled, his nose violet blue. To hoist him aboard, it took half the crew. They wrapped him in blankets and gave him a tot, then headed for Weymouth, the whole blinking lot. Father Christmas said sadly, "That'll do me. Never again will I venture the sea. From this day on, I'll give you my pledge. I'll stick to the reindeer and old passing spade." Then he went back by chopper to his home in the cove to fix up his sledge with another great load. Now when you open your presents in comfort at home, think of our friends who go out in the foam to rescue landlubbers who get in a mess, and airmen and seamen when they're in distress. Dip deep in your pockets, right down to your socks, to give the old lifeboat a good Christmas box.